Welcome to the True Chat Show on True Chat in Cincinnati, Ohio. My name is Cam Pierce.
Don't be so excited, Cam. I'm Justin T. Weller.
Sorry, I just
happy,
had to...
happy Tuesday.
I had to cough the whole time.
You're happy it's Tuesday.
Tuesday, one of my
there
least
he
favorite
is,
days.
On, there right he is, on cue.
And here he is. He hears it's the show, and he's like, oh,
we
God.
Talk about serious stuff like
he
gun
looked,
rights.
Yeah, he looked, like, I'm out. He looked pretty cute in his suspenders and his shirt for the wedding. For the wedding on set. I am? I'm in the party? Wait, when did he say? Oh,
wait,
no.
Wait a sec. Wait. Cam's going to wear suspenders and a bow tie?
Apparently. I'm in the wedding party. How much is that worth? How much you pay for that?
The shirt was
$30. Shirt was
$30. That's a pretty good deal.
Suspenders were like $8. Well, all right. That's fine. $40 for an outfit. I'm okay with it. Then just black
it's
pants.
Pretty cheap.
I'm going to need new black pants, though, since I've lost so much weight. Like, I tell you what, man, it's going to be an expensive wedding for me. They may not get a gift from the Camden Pierce household. Well, see, Alex and I got to go halvesies on a gift, I feel like is what's going to happen, since we're a couple going there anyway. So it's going to be a good time. I'm in the wedding party?
Are you looking?
Why was I not told?
Are you looking to extend your couple to a thruple? Are you hoping that you two will find someone to add to the couple?
I don't know if this is the wedding where I want to find the future wife, but maybe, who knows? We'll see. At your wedding, because you know what, I tell you, what's going to be really good about two men getting together, you guys have some people who would be in, like, you're their gay best friend category, which means they're hot chicks. Absolutely.
so ugly
chicks
can't have gay best friends.
Yeah, they can.
Or they only have ugly gay best friends.
Yeah, there you go. You do have some hot friends.
Thanks.
You have hot friends.
I'm glad.
Yeah. Glad. So I hope Brett also...
I will tell
them. Because Brett's coming from that music, you know, side of things. I mean, you heard of one time at band camp? I tell you what, it's going to be... There is a time that will happen at your wedding. I can see it now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, there's two assumptions. One is that I'll have a
wedding. I don't want to be your best man, though. Don't make me your best man.
All right.
I think I'm your closest friend, probably.
Duly noted.
I just don't want to give a speech. God, that's so dumb. I don't want to give a speech. Yeah, but if
now
Brett
that
has
you
a best
said that,
man,
though,
but Brett,
it might be totally worth it.
No.
Just so that
I'm not giving
a speech.
I'm literally, I will not come to your wedding. I promise.
Yeah?
If you do, I won't
You're
do
that
it.
Terrified of having to give a
no,
speech?
No, now that you're going to do it just to spite me, I won't come to your wedding.
Oh, okay.
Because I'll give some stupid little speech if that's really the thing. But now that I've told you, and now that your intent is screw Camden and his wishes, I'll make him do a speech because I will find it hilarious.
Yes, screw Camden and his wishes at my wedding.
Yeah, exactly. Come on,
I'm okay
man.
With that.
You gotta.
I'm all right with being selfish for my wedding.
I don't know, man. Weddings are overrated.
Yeah?
Man. Mm.
That's why we've talked about having a small wedding where we don't know anybody that's in attendance.
Really?
So that it doesn't become about other people. Because that's what... Talk about every movie and most weddings I've been to is it literally becomes about almost everything other than the wedding. Because it's take care of the guests, make sure there's the right food. I mean, everything that goes into it. And
yeah,
most of it
BS.
Doesn't have anything to do with the actual
wedding. Okay, seriously, I'm not trying to be an asshole here. Pardon my French, but I just don't want to give a speech. I don't want the wedding to be about me. I don't know. I am.
No, I absolutely am. I should play that video of him at the Rhythm and Foods Festival.
No, I was completely fine. I started out a little rocky because I didn't know.
Fine.
Yeah, no, it was fine. Nobody was listening to me anyway.
The guy tripped him up because he kind of stopped the music and then played it again. And Cameron was like,
Yeah, well, that's not my fault. That's some dude behind me. Oh, well, whatever. I guess I'll give a speech. Whatever.
Whatever.
It was just for the show.
All right.
It was just for the show. I'll give a
so question.
Regardless.
Can I not make you buy a best man and still have you give a speech?
No. Okay. I have to get best man status. We have to do a wedding party.
I was just trying to make
get
sure
drunk your pants.
I mean, you were saying that you're not going to do that so that you don't have to give a speech, but if it goes the other way, you not do it and still
am
give
I,
a speech.
Today wedding is happening. Am I your best man?
Honestly, what Brett and I have talked about so far with our wedding is not having
a wedding party.
Well, no, is not having, like, best men or anything like
so
that.
So, no. So, today, no,
right.
I'm not your best
right.
man.
Right, no one is.
Wow.
So.
I feel slighted. Yeah, I am.
No groomsmaid.
Is there a wedding party? No wedding party. Nothing.
Don't know.
It's just, okay.
All we know is that we've talked about probably not having, obviously there would be no groomsmaids.
Bridesmaids?
Bridesmaids.
There you go.
I was like, that's not right.
Groomsmen.
There would be no groomsmen. There would be no bridesmaids. That's what we've talked about. Obviously.
Right. So there's no
bride.
Wedding party. Do you know what a wedding party
actually,
is?
Actually, we did talk about doing.
Do you know how weddings work?
we did talk about doing a twist and us both having bridesmaids.
That'd be funny. I'd be okay with that. All right, never mind. I don't want to give a speech.
You are both bridesmaids.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
ask.
And you have to wear dresses.
Yep, that's what I was going to. I won't give a speech, but I will cross-dress for you. I will cross-dress
that honestly
at
would
your
be
wedding.
Much more worth it.
Oh, yeah, it'd be way more worth it than me giving a speech. Absolutely. You can pick out the dress. We'll go shopping. Everything, dude. I promise. I promise we will cross-dress.
That'd be worth it.
I will definitely have to get in better shape before then, though.
Nah, corset.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
giving him a really big chest and also massive hips.
Yeah, boy.
He'd be real curvy.
Those birthing hips, baby. Ooh. Let's go.
Yuck.
Boy, it's a thick. I don't know. I've lost almost all my butt. I was looking at myself naked in the mirror the other day. And
right.
You're gonna tell me you don't do that? Yeah, exactly. You looked yourself naked in the mirror? Yeah, exactly.
Let's be honest.
So I was doing it. And I was like, by God, it's all gone. Oh, my God, Becky, my butt is gone. Good joke, Alex. Thanks for perching.
That was an interesting start to the show.
Yeah, it was.
If I had to predict how Tuesday's show would go, I don't think wedding would have been and cross-dressing would have been part of the prediction.
We were talking about something else before that, weren't we?
We were. And then we weren't.
And then we didn't.
Per usual.
Boy, I tell you what, man. I'm glad we started so positive after just the negative, awful swim that was our state of us today.
Yeah.
Like, the show wasn't bad.
Right.
But, God.
It's tough.
It is tough.
Because there's...
Yeah, it wasn't a feel good show.
Positive stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we actually it was kind of weird because like we were doing the weekly screen last night.
Yeah.
American Made actually pretty good. You should listen to the weekly screen if you want to hear our entire review and a couple funny jokes. That's Alex, by the way. If you can hear that, eating grapes out of the fridge.
Naturally.
Hunched over, eating grapes out of the fridge. I don't know why he does it. He did it last night, too, where he just sits over there like Gollum.
It would appear
just eats grapes.
Yeah,
out
it would
of,
appear that you have an onion like growing in the
Yeah,
fridge.
That's Gene.
Okay.
That's Gene Shalit, our Shalit.
Okay.
He grows.
I was going to say, it looked odd-shaped for an onion, and that would make more sense.
Yeah. Those are my onions.
Because the Nature Valley Crunchy value pack bars are in the way.
All right. The reason I mentioned the weekly screen is because we...
Hey, did you cook that pork tenderloin?
Yeah. You know what? Screw it. Yep. I cooked the pork tenderloin. I just ate the end of it today.
How was it?
It was really good, actually. It was very yummy.
Did Alex get any?
He did. He got a piece.
Okay.
And then I ate the rest of it. not that one day, but I did eat a lot.
The whole pork tenderloin.
No, I did not. It was 3 pounds.
That would
be
impressive,
a lot of pork
actually,
tenderloin.
If you ate the rest of the pork tenderloin.
It would be.
All by yourself.
Would be very impressive. I'm sad that I'm out today, though, because I didn't want to buy any food, but thank God the rest of my paycheck finally came in. So now I can buy stuff again.
Thank you, Fifth.
But yeah, thanks, Fifth Third. You my boy. This episode's not sponsored. But you know what? This episode is sponsored by nothing. But
that's right.
It has been a great conversation so far. Oh, and when you tune in to the state of us, you'll be real sad today. But most of the time, you'll be sure to hear True Chat's flagship show completing our mission of bringing the truth through the airwaves. Join Justin T. and his team to discuss politics and current events every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday by 6 p.m. Eastern Time. In addition to The State of Us, True Chat has a full selection of shows on sports, politics, entertainment, business, lifestyle, and more. So be sure to head over to truechat.org or tune in by downloading the True Chat mobile app. Now let's turn our attention back. But if you want to join the conversation, tweet at truechatinc or leave a comment on our website or app. Boom. Professional reads read by Cam. You were dancing to that. I didn't know if you had a...
Yeah, it didn't keep going, so I was kind of sad.
Yeah, did it?
It was a cross. I was unsure how to feel about it.
By God.
Wanted to groove and then it quit, so it was just kind of like broken.
Like when, like how Democrats and Republicans break when Jesus comes back and says he's a Democrat.
Right. Exactly like that. So.
They're just all like, no, it's all been a lie.
What did life mean?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Who can say when the wind
blows? Isn't that such a ridiculous thing that became a thing? That Republicans are religious.
That religions just right, went.
And the Democrats are just awful people.
You know what else is a dumb thing?
Right.
Actually, I won't say that. That's too divisive.
Yeah?
Never mind.
I mean, you've said lots of divisive things before.
Yeah, you're right.
What's one more?
I don't know.
He likes divisive.
It's still... Divisive is still a thing.
Yeah, oh, yeah, but vitamins. you know he would attack me if I said it any other way. He
divisive?
Does not like when I say things different ways.
Divisive is still a pronunciation of it. Okay. I mean, that's an opinion.
Ooh.
Alex says it's a dumb one.
Got him. That seemed unnecessary.
Yeah, it did, kind of. I don't know. I had to get it out. Oh, boy.
That was too much. I'm glad that it's not on video, because that was too much.
That was too divisive.
Yes. Are you going to say what it was that you were thinking?
No, I wasn't.
We've talked about all this.
You know what? Okay, you know what has more negatives than positives at this point now, looking back on history? Religion. That was what I was going to say.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all.
Yeah, that's all. Dude, totally not worth it. Religion in general.
Yeah?
Yeah, just on society. Like, I hope you're all right. But man, I tell you what, I wish you were all wrong and it never was created.
You hope that?
Nah.
Wait, which one do you hope?
I don't hope any of them.
That you hope they were all right, and then you said, I hope you're all wrong.
No. I wish they were all wrong, and that it was never... What I'm saying is I wish they were wrong because they weren't believing in it, and that it was never created. So you would have to go back. You see here, you're going to create Savitar by trying to defeat Set. No, that's only a joke for people who watch Flash and Alex. I'm very sorry. I was saying it because in the past there wouldn't be religion, but then they'd still be wrong because I'm hoping they're right in the present tense because the religion has been created.
I don't know if anyone knows. I don't even know if you know at this point
I'm completely making that up as I go along. But regardless,
what is happening?
Since it's created, I hope they're right. But if it was not created, I hope everyone was wrong because God would still exist. But then religion
was never
created.
If it was never created, then they wouldn't be wrong because it never happened in the first place.
Well, it'd be like, because I don't believe in any religion, so I'm wrong if they're right. Oh. So if they're right, but it was never created, then everyone is wrong. Right? Right. Stop. Oh, this is
that
fun for
may
me.
Be the worst anti-religion argument I have ever heard.
I don't think it's an anti-religion argument.
Probably because no one can understand what you just said.
It's me explaining my previous statement through other statements that use a lot of wrong right words.
Is that how you would sum up Trump's presidency?
Probably. And then I'd say bigly at the end. It's going to happen bigly.
So is it Big Lee or is it Big Lee?
No, it's Big Lee.
Okay, has said that it's Big Lee.
That's not what he said.
No.
It's just a big lie.
It's just a cop out.
It's a big lie. You know, I tell you what. Big Lee lie. It's Big Lee.
You can't even say that and like not anyway.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Dude.
So we won't open the can of worms on religion.
No, yeah, that's fine. I just,
Because
we'd be a lot...
That could be like 10 different shows all by itself.
Yeah, dude. I tell you what. Things in this world that I wish wouldn't have been created. Firearms. There's one. Like we didn't make it up. Like we've got spaceships and stuff still, but we just... Firearms. What are they?
So before you say that, if you could get rid of government...
Ooh. Oh, I'd be dead probably. So most of us would never have been in existence.
So you're not the fittest, in other words.
No. No. No, I am not. I hope that didn't pick up, but
no. Yeah. No one knows what just happened.
Alex is eating healthier. He's taking salads
to work. What does that mean? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know if he eats those salads or if he just takes them to fool you into eating healthy?
There you go. He eats the salads and also gets Taco Bell on the side.
That's right.
He's just like, I'm going to get two less burritos of the normal five burritos that I get plus this salad.
What? eating healthy food.
You usually ate 5 burritos.
Oh my
god. You're a demon. You are a demon that deserves
5
to be punished.
5 burritos.
You should be punished for your sins.
You should be punished by getting fat.
Yeah. I am. You're not fat enough though. You are kind of fat right now, though. Look at his fuzzy tummy.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of hair. Yeah.
Justin hates hair.
That's an uncomfortable amount of hair.
I am unnaturally hairy.
Great.
Yeah, he's unnaturally hairy. is what he said.
I mean, you just saw it.
It's right there. That's where it exists.
Also on his face.
Yeah.
Cam is not that way on his face.
Nope.
It's still spotchy.
Yeah. Right here is getting better.
You can have a neck beard.
I could. I could have a very impressive neck
Definitely
beard.
Don't do that.
I don't know, though.
Neck beards should never be in.
No, neck just beards are never in. It's a big lie.
I hope not.
Perpetrated by the Russians.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude.
What if they just fooled Americans into, neck beards.
They already fooled Americans into, being divided. So that's exciting.
Oh, they did.
Did you see that that they bought like a Black Lives Matter ad or something? Like when Ferguson was happening? So they just wanted Americans to be divided and not necessarily elect Trump is what people are speculating. Isn't that crazy?
Whoa. Speculative.
Yeah. But I think they were like, hey, Trump will make them divided regardless. So let's go with him.
That's right. There is a better chance that if we put this guy in here, he'll do things that are stupid. That while maybe not intended to divide people, will divide people.
We'll do just that. I don't know, man. Somehow they got us.
So is there a team, like, in the Kremlin who's just devoted to how do we make Americans look stupid?
Yeah, probably.
How do we make them hate each other?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't doubt that we do, but who knows?
I'm pretty sure that team in America spread that picture around of Vladimir Putin shirtless on a horse.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I think it had the opposite effect because I have a lot of respect for Vladimir Putin for just riding a horse shirtless.
Do you though?
After
seeing him shirtless, do you still have that respect?
Yeah, dude, he's pretty built for a 60-year-old guy, however old he is. Yeah, dude, I was freaking out there for a second. I'm freaking out. Hey, can I just say, boss move. Riding a horse shirtless.
Vladimir Putin is 64.
64.
Born October 7th, 1952. Birthday's coming up.
Whoa!
He is 5'7".
He is a short man, that's correct. Yeah, he's pretty short. He's built, though. For 5'7", he looks good. 5'7", 64 years old. I would kill Vladimir Putin for that body. I couldn't get to him though, so that's actually a pretty high price for that body. I doubt it. Plus, Vladimir Putin. Yeah, it'd be hard to kill Vlad too because he was in the. I almost called it the SS. That's not what that's called. The secret police. Yeah, he was in the KGB.
Yes.
So he could fight me too.
You know when you look that up and you get the right sidebar from Wikipedia?
Is one of the pictures him riding a horse shirtless?
No.
Oh.
Sadly. But under the quotes, there's 3 top quotes they select. And his second quote is, "We shall fight against them, throw them in prison, and destroy them."
that's one of his second most notable quotes.
Vladimir
Putin.
Yeah. He apparently previously held the office of Prime Minister of Russia.
Then it got changed to he's the president of Russia.
That's right.
Now he's the prime minister for 2008, 2012. And now he's the president again?
Right.
I don't know.
Mr. President.
I mean, that's what he does.
That's right.
There's term limits, so he just flips out and then flips back in. That's how the Russian government works.
Flipping, flopping.
But he's been the other times he's got a puppet in there, so he's still the president. He just, you know.
So, conspiracy theory, Cam, tell us, does the United States carry out hits on its own people illegally?
Sure. Okay. Absolutely.
You're 100% convinced.
No, because I don't have tangible evidence to say so.
Well, I said you're convinced. I didn't say you have proof. I think you're convinced of a lot of things for which you have no proof.
Sure, yeah.
I.e. faith. But we won't get to that right now because we said we're postponing.
Okay,
religion.
That's fine. I think you're convinced of a lot of things that you don't have proof of.
I agree.
Example one, faith.
Yes, I agree.
I think a lot of people.
Hence the nature of what faith is.
I guess, dude. I don't know. I hate that. I hate that argument from you. Because it's like.
What argument?
Well, just because you don't have any proof of faith means you're semi in the wrong because I have faith. Okay, great. I believe that a flying hippo will crash through that door in 30 seconds. And because you don't believe in it, well, you just don't have any faith.
Well, you don't have faith in that thing. I mean,
yes, I do. I believe it wholeheartedly with my entire heart and soul and being that
I'm saying the other person will fly through that door
in 24 seconds.
Right, but you don't, because that's a lie. He is counting with his hands.
I was counting with my fingers.
Because actually, faith doesn't have to be something that has no evidence. It could be, but it's just...
But currently, what we're talking about, it has no evidence.
No,
of a floating man in the chair in the sky.
The complete trust or confidence in someone or something. So you could have faith because of facts, or you could have faith because you trust someone.
Right,
or
because you trust a book that's been retranslated thousands of times. And a pastor.
Retranslated
thousands of times. Or priest.
Yes, it has been translated into many different languages.
Correctamundo.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's other translations. King James got in there for a time. It was pretty nuts.
Yes.
That whole book's like almost different in certain ways.
I mean, well, yeah, it's written in Old English, so.
Ye mighty and we.
Take some discipline to read that.
Yeah, I need to learn. Yeah, OG Bible in Hebrew? Yeah, dude. Yep. That's the thing.
It's crazy stuff.
So you can just feel it? Is that your final argument of why you have faith? You just know he's there? Like somebody's staring at you right here in the back of your head? Is that what it is?
I think you said like three different things right there, of which I'm not sure which one I'm answering.
Okay. Answer whichever one you like then, since you heard.
No, I did not say that I had faith in religion. In fact, I've said the opposite of that.
Right. You have faith that there's a being, though.
Right. That there are many things about life more things than we know about life that we don't understand, and that there's definitely something for humans beyond what is here on this planet.
Agree with that first one, disagree with the second one.
Right. Well, I mean, I suppose you can disagree with the first one, but for for people who care about facts, if you disagree with it,
there
then
is
you
very
invalidate
obviously
every
more,
other argument.
Yeah, there's very obviously more that we don't know than what we know.
Right.
Than known information
exactly
in humans.
I think, for what it's worth, I mean, to put this in perspective.
But I don't think that's proof for God at all.
People who believe there is no God have faith in that the little we know indicates there is not a God, and people who have faith indicate the little we know indicates there is a God. And I think both of those arguments are bogus and totally unfounded. So for what it's worth, that's my opinion. That's why I think all people who don't believe that there's God for those reasons should come up with a better argument, because it's a poor argument when
there
is more that we don't know than what we know.
The burden of proof should fall on the people who believe that the world wasn't created by some corporeal being in the sky. You're right. You're right. That's how that works.
No, I'm saying both sides.
All right. Okay, great.
Nobody knows anything.
His argument, but I think it's also ridiculous to then use that argument to then support that you believe in a higher power.
I'm not. I'm just saying...
You're just saying that's what you believe.
I'm just saying that I don't think people should pretend that it's less preposterous to use the little we have to argue that there is no God, when their reverse argument is that we know so little, i.e. there is a God. I think that both of those are in equal proportion of preposterous nature, because they're both based off of a very tiny little sliver of what we know about a grand universe for which we mostly don't know anything
about.
So
then all theories and all things that we believe we know should not be believed, therefore, because there's so much information out here in the ether.
No, I think you have to operate off of something. But I don't think that... But the way that science progresses is by people wanting to disprove that something is the way that we say that it is. That's literally the nature of asking questions we don't yet have the answers to.
Right.
We've rewritten the laws of science multiple times, hundreds, thousands of times over the course of human existence.
Right.
Because the laws of science did once say the Earth was flat. And they had evidence to support that. You know, and the laws of science now tell us it's round.
You know when they said that? When religion was the, number one primo thing in this world.
I mean, there are still more people that believe in a higher power than don't. So
right, but
you would still argue that that's true.
Does it? But you know, believe in a higher power when answering a poll. It's like your white supremacist with Donald Trump argument. Yeah, not anyone would say that they're a white supremacist. I'd say the same thing about, hey, you pull people in a religious town, are you going to say you're not religious? Because that could be career suicide for some people. Yeah. I mean, every poll that said we're not going to vote for Trump was right. An anonymous poll, and they didn't want to say they voted for Trump, and then they went out and voted for Trump.
The difference being people might not qualify themselves as a white supremacist doesn't mean they don't meet the definition of what a white supremacist is. I don't think people are generally, when asked if they're religious, going to be like, well, I am not religious, but I secretly actually meet the qualifications of being religious, and I don't know that.
No, I'm saying it's the exact opposite. I'm saying, yes, I'm religious, super religious, I love it, and they think it's all bogus. But they're doing it to protect their image in whatever town, or it just goes back to that same argument except reversed.
Right. I don't think the margin
also,
of error
also
does
what
not
is your,
offset the fact that there's still a majority of people.
Yeah, but
who believe
what
that.
But what's your definition of people like believing in a higher power or being religious? Like, do you have to go to church every day? Do you just have to be like, yeah, I believe in it, sure, why not? Hopefully I go to heaven. As-salamu alaikum. Like what what's the definition? Am I religious now that I did the body?
Well, it would depend on what poll you're. I have not drafted.
Oh, there it is.
Any of these polls personally?
Oh, the distance.
So
yeah, whatever. Who cares? I thought we said we were talking about religion.
I was trying to say that my final note was, I think both are equally preposterous to use that.
And I disagree. I think the burden of proof would have to be on the people who believe in the higher power.
And my other point was that.
I thought you said that was your final point.
What I was incorporating in there before you further questioned me on this topic. So opening the can of worms, just to be clear, is Cameron's fault.
That's fine.
I
blame
just want to make that
everything.
Abundantly clear. He's
there
hosting the show.
It's abundantly clear.
And he questioned my final point.
Can you feel it, Alex? Is it abundantly clear? Yeah. Okay. It's abundantly clear.
Alex said yes.
Alex.
So democracy.
Democracy. There it is. Hey, it's abundantly clear.
You know what else has killed millions of people?
What's that?
In
firearms?
The name of righteousness? Democracy.
War. Democracy, right. Also yes. Mm-hmm. Communism, also yes.
Yes.
Has every form of government, because I guess you could throw the socialists in there too. Is there a form of government that hasn't killed millions of people in order to spread its ideology?
Any legitimate major form of government.
Correctamundo.
No.
Like, yeah.
Because
like,
I'm sure there are people out there who are like, government,
what's
and
the
we made it up. And
right.
That doesn't really exist or have power.
I don't think you can count anarchism, because that's the lack of government.
Right.
I don't think they've ever had the power to kill millions.
Right. Well, they can't be qualified as a form of government.
Correct. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because the very nature of what they are. So, yeah, no, probably not. Generally, it's summed up into anything that people are involved in can become corrupt, regardless of whether or not the idea is good.
Bingo.
So, or concept.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Democracy sounds great.
Democracy is pretty rad. Can we just like? Yeah. I'm still on the democracy train. Like a lot of people are hopping off.
You also
off.
Live in America.
That's true.
And
democracy means
a
lot. Democracy means a different thing for me than it did, you know,
right.
For people in the Middle East when we were invading them in the name of democracy. So
there's a lot of
plus
people
Vietnam,
in socialist
plus
countries
Korea.
Who have been like, yeah, socialism. Like, why would I want
socialism.
To not have these things decided for me? Like people say, I want to choose my own car, but do you really? If you just had the car delivered and you never had to pay for it or do anything for it and you just got one, would you? How many people would really care that their car is not different than somebody else's? When in fact, your car is exactly like someone else's because there is another car out there that looks like your car. Except for the very minute subset of people that modify their cars.
Boom! Modifications.
You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah. I know what you mean, boy.
I mean, Camden wouldn't be. Let's be honest. Neither would Alex. Neither would I. None of us would give a damn.
But then, what if my socialist country then becomes corrupt? I don't think any major world power right
but
now is without
saying.
Tons of corruption, though.
But that's what I'm saying. All the ideas in principle are not bad. Just like the idea of religion is not a bad principle. What people do with it.
Yeah, the idea of communism.
Yeah,
pretty
I mean, the idea of communism is a pretty good idea, but people.
Yeah,
right.
People
but people
suck.
Take things and they use it to their own benefit.
Yeah, it's well, I agree with the idea of capitalism is really rad. But what
we're not a capitalist economy.
No, this is all crony capitalism, man.
Yeah.
Let's scream it from the back for our friends at the Committee for Economic Development. I thought you were gonna. I thought you were gonna say something.
Definitely not capitalism.
No,
I just wanted to be sure that definition-wise, I was right. But an economic and political system in which a country's trade and industry are controlled by private owners for profit, rather than by the state. So definitely not.
Well, depending on how deep you think campaign financing and all that stuff goes, you could still be in the realm of that it's all controlled by private business. Yeah. Alex is saying that we obviously have a combination
of
socialism. And this is puppets, by the way.
We just like to say it's capitalism.
Yeah, it's a mixed.
Yeah, capitalism sounds nicer.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to capitalize?
It does sound a lot better than a lot of other things.
Yeah.
And that's probably, you know, been embedded into our head here.
Also might have American to do with where the three of us were raised.
That's what I'm saying.
Just a nasty word. Social anything, just to be fair. Don't social.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Online.
Social justice.
Government.
Socializing. Don't do it.
No, none of it.
You don't need, people.
That.
Stay in your home.
None of the social things.
Stay in your home and finish that bottle of vodka because there's nothing else to do.
That's right.
It's like that one episode of Rick and Morty where Beth is pouring the wine and she's shaking. You haven't seen Rick and Morty. I'm so sorry. You should watch Rick and Morty.
Are you sorry? I don't think you are.
I am, yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I am also sorry that you haven't seen Rick and Morty, but I was also apologizing that I was making a joke that you didn't get. I kind of forgot you were in the room for a second.
Yeah.
Because Alex and I were just talking, yeah. I left. I'm like a baby. I just kind of, I move my eyes, and it's just like you're not there. And then I'm like, by God, who's that? When did
you
get
there?
You just
remember out of nowhere.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. It's not remembering. It's my first. It's still my first contact.
Got it.
every time a baby blinks, they lose. They just for that split second, they lose it all. Just every time. That's why babies have weird surprised faces every time they blink. It's just like all these things are popping into my world. Oh, babies are dumb.
So,
oh yeah, what's up, man?
Question for
you. Ready
to
get out of here? Sure. Yeah, what's going on?
So do you qualify as an atheist or an agnostic?
Agnostic is the one where you believe it could happen.
Well, agnostic specifically.
Hey, Alex, you stop it.
No one can hear you. Look what you made him do.
No one can hear him.
Look what you made him do.
He can't start explaining
look
it.
Look how sad you made him. He's going to go eat grapes like a hermit.
Yeah, he is. Or his bananas.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Crouching down, eating on bananas.
Bananas.
Anyway, agnostic. A person who believes that nothing is known or can be known of the existence or nature of God or anything beyond material phenomenon.
There. That's probably me.
Right. In other words, a person who claims
atheism is
neither faith
definite.
Nor disbelief in God. So they're not saying there is a God, but they're also saying there is not one.
I recall you told me a bit.
Correct.
You told me a bit for being agnostic.
Did I? I don't know. You're kind of a fence sitter, but
atheist is a person who disbelieves or lacks the belief in the existence of God.
Yeah, this is something that Alex really likes, and you can't hear him, but he's talking about it. It's also because Alex was tainted with really bad religion as a kid, so it was pretty bad, dude. It was pretty bad. I've
not as bad as I've seen.
Yeah, but it was bad. It was bad. It was bad religion. Regardless, yeah, I would probably call myself an agnostic. I don't remember making a very mean comment to Alex about being agnostic. But I'd be somewhere on that scale, yeah. I still believe religion as it stands today and as it stood for, you know, at least multiple centuries has been a bad move. I still believe that just as an institution was a bad move, and also believe that we just don't know. Right? That's still cool with the agnostic thing?
I wanted to check.
Radical.
What are actual religion is the belief in and worship of a supreme controlling power, especially personal or God. A particular system of faith and worship.
Right. So agnostic
has to be a system of it.
Correct, Amundo.
Yeah.
Systematic worship.
Systematic worship of a certain kind of faith.
Cool. So if I and three of my friends worshipped green grapes for the rest of my life, it would be a religion. We would be grapists. I was gonna do.
I mean, you can make it whatever you want. Those are big grapes. Thinking.
I didn't even realize until it came out of my mouth that I was making the whitest kids you know joke. Or referencing that.
I love how much joy that brought Camden.
Yeah,
it brought Alex joy, but Camden was like really happy about that.
It was an immediate smile once it came out of my mouth. I'm like, oh, I've set it up. I've set up the joke.
So a theist.
Oh, boy. Can
believes
we get out of here?
In the existence of God or
yeah.
many gods.
Yep.
The opposite of an atheist.
Correct, Amundo.
So agnostic are the ones who are like, we don't know.
Is there one where it's like there's Bent more likely sit. Or less likely to be a god?
No.
Okay. There's not a scale?
That's Gnosticism.
Gnosticism?
Yeah.
So less likely?
Yeah.
No one can hear you. No one can hear you. No one can hear you.
Right. He's saying that if you're a Gnostic theist, that means that you are pretty sure there's a god because no one can prove you otherwise.
So that would be you?
No.
Okay.
I'm beyond that. I'm trying to remember.
You're beyond that. Wow, what a schmuck. You would be an agnostic theist.
No, you're going the wrong direction, Alex.
You believe more in a god.
Right, than what that implies. I don't believe... In
you
other
don't
words,
believe
I
in
don't,
a god just because no one can prove you wrong.
Right. Because I think that's the argument that I've always said is the safe argument for people trying to sell religion to others, is they really ought to use the, if we're wrong, nothing bad's going to happen to you. But if we're right, and you ain't with us, then you're going to be sorry. So,
which is...
You lose nothing, and you might...
You know what I do lose?
Gain everything.
Time. I lose time.
Why?
It's one of the most precious commodities on this planet. You know, I've been...
What do you
I've
lose?
Been to church services before. God, they're long and boring. What do I care?
Sounds like a problem with your religion.
Yeah, probably.
Not with faith itself.
You know what would be really cool? I need to try some of the Eastern religions. Because I bet some of those with like more focused on how cool you are in this life. Like, I bet those are more cool. Like, I tell you what, modern Christianity, it's all about the end game. But what about the journey, man? what about your walk while you're here, man? Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Buddhist or is it Shintoism? Shintoism, yeah, those seem real cool, because you know what I believe in the right here and the right now, and I can be cool, I can do the this, I can meditate. I've wanted to try meditating too. I probably couldn't sit still long enough to do it, but man, tell you what, man, you ready to get out of here?
I'm not hosting.
You're right. I was just making sure you didn't want to say anything else.
No,
I was trying to be polite.
Like I said, we could have so many shows on this. I think it's a great topic.
It is a great topic. I love it as well. Hey, everybody. Well, thanks for tuning in to today's show. We can't thank you enough for tuning in, and you can join the conversation on our app or website. Did you know that, Justin?
I did know that.
Wowie zowie. If you already listen to podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher, or some other platform, you can subscribe to our shows there. Woo-wee. For the True Chat Show on True Chat.
Whoa.
That's another Rick and Morty reference. In Cincinnati, Ohio, my name's Cam Pierce.
And I'm Justin T. Weller.
We'll see you next time on the True Chat Show. Ooh-wee, be the change.